Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club,
me.
Club 1080.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Doop, doop, with you.
I can't even imagine.
Why would you do that to us?
I don't know.
Third of all, on the man. Don't bro me, please.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. I think it's a Himalayan snowcock. Well, this is a record. It is 6:15.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, look, man, there's a lot of sports today. My sports pants got all tight. A lot of guests. A lot of football.
Look, as the season has gone on, you have cared less and less about the clock during the Joey Harrington interviews.
Yeah.
You used to be pretty good about it. Like, oh, we might be a minute or two over an hour. Oh, we're just 15 minutes over.
I got to tell you something about his interviews. He was sensational this year.
He was incredible.
He really was. And I don't know what that is. It's probably me, but.
Yeah, I'm going to give you guys most of the credit for building a great relationship, but I think Joey really brought it this year.
Yeah, he's opened up a little bit more. I mean, he's always been good, but. I think he's been a must-listen for Duck fans. So anyway, a lot of football today.
And even non-Duck fans. He's just interesting.
Yeah.
He has interesting
and we're
going to
do
NFL
story
stories.
Time. By the way.
I'm very excited for that.
During the break before he left, he told me the rest of that Bobby Petrino story. Wait till you hear that. Bobby Petrino and what went on behind the scenes in Atlanta when he left. Holy crap.
And I'm going to go pull either from this one or the original where he goes, story time with Joey. So that when we do the segment, that will be part of the open of that segment.
Hell yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to do that.
We should probably break, though.
Yeah. We got a break already?
Yep.
All right. Well, we've cut into the club. We should break and get back on track because I've got some things we need to discuss. One is the Octopus Eagle video.
I'll have to watch that in the break because I didn't see
it.
Yeah,
you need to watch that. And two, I have a primetime follow-up on the Walmart Cocaine Santa sweater story that we discussed yesterday with Tim Taylor. There's more to that story.
Okay. Let it snow.
Yeah. Let it snow with blow. You get it? Because
my ears popped when I snorted it. It was very strange.
Rhymes. 6:17. We'll be right back. The club kicks off next on The Fan. Okay, we back. All right, so here's the thing. If you haven't seen this video, it's fascinating because, well, it's an animal video, and animal videos are fascinating. The last animal video we talked about, I don't know if you ever got around to seeing it, Mike, but it was the python against the badger against the jackals.
Yes.
I
watched that one after you guys talked about it, yeah.
And spoiler alert, the badger wins, although he was down for the count.
Literally down.
Literally in the death grip of the python. Crazy. That one's awesome. Mesmerizing. Okay, this one is shorter. It's 45 seconds, and it's been making the rounds, and it's made national news because of what occurred in the video, because humans get involved. Now, if you were to have gotten involved in the python badger jackal skirmish, what would you have done?
Because
somebody's going down, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know that. So yeah. It's like, okay, who do you save?
Well,
I'm not saving the snake, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, you are terrified of snakes. But I don't see, that's an interesting one where I don't think any of those three animals evoke an emotion of, oh my God, I must save this thing.
So true.
Like the snake, most people hate snakes, right?
Yeah. You're not touching the badger.
Yeah, who cares about a jackal?
Now, but there was a baby jackal.
That could increase
it. I think
if
the python got the baby jackal, you're maybe trying to help the baby jackal. Or you're looking at that going, I ain't effing with that python.
No, most
Sorry,
people
jackal.
Would say I'm not going near the python.
Right.
And you're right, a baby. But generally, jackals, like, who cares about a jackal? And then, yeah, the honey badger, terrifying. Don't go near that. Whereas in this video, there is a clear animal that evokes emotion in many people.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really much of a skirmish. It was just... It was just happening.
Well, it's crazy. So here's what happened. This is, these are salmon farmers on Vancouver Island, and they're filming. They're out on a boat. They're pretty close to the shore or to the edge of the water. It's not shore, really. I mean, there's not like sand. It's just, it's water. So it's water and then there's land. So these guys are filming this and they witness, it's only about 45 seconds long. They witness a bald eagle in the grips of killer salmon.
What?
Just kidding.
I was like, did I watch the wrong video? Killer salmon.
The salmon are fighting back. Finally.
They've built themselves a raft out of salmon.
And they're going straight after America.
F yeah.
Okay, so I was just kidding. It is a really big octopusy. Okay, so imagine.
Okay.
It's a bald eagle.
Hold on, stop.
What?
There's a drop that is required when you say anything like that.
Well, I mean, I gotta keep going.
Got an octopus on the loose.
There you go.
Appropriate.
Had to be played.
So they're filming this and they're standing on their boat and the octopus, this orange reddish octopus, it looks pretty big, has the bald eagle in its grip. And the bald eagle's wings are out, but they're kind of flapping on the water. The head of the bald eagle is above the water. You can see below the surface, the octopus is swimming with the bald eagle and taking it away to its lair to do God knows what to it. So it's pretty wild to see the poor bald eagle, because those things are badass.
Yeah.
That thing has no chance. It is being dragged away from, it looked like it was sitting on the eagle. It looked like, the worst part is you don't get to see how the octopus got the eagle, which would be fascinating.
Right. All we see is in the middle of the water, eagle.
Being dragged.
It almost looks like it's floating there because the octopus has just wrapped itself around it.
It kind of looks like they may be just partying or hugging.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing major going on yet, but
octopus... trying to figure out how coitus would work between the two of them.
Right. What should I put in here? Wait. So, I don't know if, like... Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Actually, that's what he said. I don't know what the octopus was doing, but I guarantee you bad things
were
gonna...
assume genders, okay?
True. Bad things were going to happen to that eagle. That eagle was being dragged to its horrifying death. And I think the eagle was just sitting on a little piece of wood that was really close to the surface of the water. And
it was almost as if a tree had fallen down and the roots of the tree were kind of like off the edge of the cliff and dangling above the water.
Yeah, because the eagle... Okay, so then what happens is the guys are filming this and a dude takes a... He takes... what looks like just a pole, and it has kind of a hook on the end of it, and he doesn't harm either of the animals. He just takes the octopus's like tentacles or whatever. What are the tentacles?
Yes.
Okay. The octopus's testicles, and he takes the.
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
What? And he takes the hook, and he just slowly gets the octopus to release the eagle. And it's really doesn't, it's not that hard for him to do.
And then the eagle just goes right back to where it was.
Goes back to that, where we think it was, which was on that,
right.
That
we assume.
Little perch.
Now we don't know because
so the eagle's fine.
We didn't see the octopus attack the eagle. What we don't know is if the eagle was flying maybe above the water and like looking for fish, and the octopus just reached his tentacle up and said, mine now, and pulled it into the water.
We also
he
don't
might
know.
Not have been over on the branch.
That's
he could
right.
have been flying.
There are a lot of possibilities here. I mean, it could have been that the octopus was up in the tree. We don't know.
It is true. We don't. The octopus just wanted to get back into the water, and the eagle was a means of doing that.
Maybe the octopus was just climbing the tree to do like a octopus dive back into the water, and he's like, oh, bald eagle, I'll be taking you with me.
Want to go swim?
Want to go swim?
Take a dip into the water?
Okay, so
you can breathe underwater, right?
Here's the thing. Mike, focus. The thing is about this vid is that it made headlines because a lot of people were upset that the guy freed the bald eagle.
Okay. Is that because he's interfering with the natural order of things?
Yeah, they're like, well, wait a minute. Why did you choose the eagle over the pussy? Right? Like, why did you do that? The octopus, it has to eat, and he had found food. Like, why are you going to... What? It's an octopus.
I know.
Why are you going to choose the octopus over the eagle? And so he got a lot of crap for it, and he's even come out and said, he's like, man, I just was like, I did what I thought was right.
Yeah, you see an animal in distress.
And the eagle is struggling, and it's like...
Fairly simple to save it.
Yeah. So what would you do? What's the play here? What's the play?
The play is to do what he did. He did the right thing.
Really? So you wouldn't just let it go?
No, I mean, if I knew how and had the means to remove the bald eagle from the octopus, then yeah, I would help. I mean, that's the thing is it was very different than, say, the video you guys talked about a couple days ago because they were just floating there. The octopus wasn't in the moment attempting to drown the eagle. He was no longer tying his tentacle coils around the eagle's wings. They were just kind of sitting there.
Well, the texters are bringing up a good point. Perhaps the eagle attacked the octopus thinking it was like a salmon or something.
That is possible.
And the octopus was like, because that's what they sound like.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
I'm pretty sure that's also your snake sound.
What does a giraffe sound like?
Also true. I feel like because nothing was happening, it was like a safer time to untangle the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
What if it was all an accident? What if the octopus didn't mean to be tangled around the bald eagle?
Yeah, and he's like, hey, thanks, dude.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I could not figure out what these feathers were.
Thanks, dude.
I can't breathe underwater, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, so you see nature happening in front of you. Do you intervene? Most of the time, we don't. Like, to your point about the python jackal badger situation, we ain't getting involved in that. But in this instance, because it was the water and he had the hook thing, he saved the eagle. So I don't know. I would tend to agree with you that the puss will find more meals. So they'll be fine.
Correct.
So if it's happening in front of you, I think you got to save the bird. Because, aren't those things endangered?
Yes.
Isn't that a thing?
I believe so.
Yeah. So I feel like you save the bird. You talk to it and you save it. And then you pet the octopus and let the octopus go about its way. It'll find, maybe it'll eat your buddy.
Maybe.
You know?
Especially if you really want that buddy dead. Why are you happy about that?
Yeah, you save the eagle and you shove your buddy in the water. The octopus is like, ah.
And then you drive the boat away. Sorry, man. Yeah. I don't have a tool.
And then the eagle jumps in the boat and you drive away.
I got a new best friend now.
That's fantastic. I love it. Well, anyway, that's what happened.
You guys talk for a living.
That's what happened. And the guy took some heat for it, but everybody's calmed down now. And I think the octopus probably got another meal and the bald eagle's fine. And everybody lived.
What if after they drove the boat away, the bald eagle just jumped right back in the water and was like, hey, I'm down. And the octopus came back and they just went back into the same position.
Yeah, so now they got the guy and... So all three of them ganged up on the one guy?
That was not what I was going for, but if you'd like to extend the story that way, go for it, yeah. Oh. He's driving away and they all of a sudden he parks the boat, gets to his car. They're inside the car already. Sup?
Hey, guys.
Where do you think you're going? They blindfold him, shove him in the car. You're coming with us.
You are?
Where are you taking me? Wouldn't you like
well,
to
Well, I tell you what, an octopus and a bald eagle would be a pretty bad, like, buddy cop team, you know?
Bad, like good bad?
Yeah, like badass, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there that belief that octopi are aliens, right? Isn't there,
yeah,
like,
course.
That they have, like, the alien brains and
yeah.
that, well, they're look just, at them. That they're just waiting?
Yeah.
Maybe this was their first step, like, hey, this is the symbol of America. And this is what the aliens yeah, think of
that was
America.
A message.
It was a message.
All right. Should we take a break here? When we come back, I've got a follow-up to the Walmart cocaine Santa sweater story from yesterday.
I love your peanuts, man.
We had a lawsuit. We had a lawsuit involving that sweater. So we'll get to that next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Better you.
Double sun power!
Ah, yes. Here's a text from our friend JR. 55305. Perhaps it was the Eagles support octopus and they were getting ready to fly over to Safeway to get groceries. Nothing is impossible.
That is true. Nothing is impossible.
That's fantastic. It's true. He's right. Yeah, it's right. The support octopus.
We did not see the beginning of this, so we don't know.
You don't know.
We were thrown into the middle of the book and we are quite confused. And frankly, the ending of the book was a little bit disappointing. We'd like to know more. Give me the prequel.
Okay, so here's the Let It Snow Cocaine Santa sweater follow-up. So yesterday we talked about this when Tim Taylor was in here, but
people love cocaine.
Walmart in Canada had to apologize. Well, they didn't have to, but they did. They probably did have to. For the offering of a bug-eyed Santa Claus seated in front of three white lions that appeared to be cocaine.
Holding a straw.
Yeah, and the tagline read, Let It Snow. Christmas sweater. We all here on this broadcast approve. We think it's genius, and they should never have to apologize. And by the way, it hit Amazon, and it's been a bestseller on Amazon. So Walmart apologizes, takes it down, Walmart Canada, and then Amazon puts it on Amazon, and it's a bestseller. But the follow-up to this, and this is perhaps why they apologized, is, oh, and then the tagline, here was the tagline on the description of the sweater. It read, we all know how snow works. It's white, powdery, and the best snow comes straight from South America. That's bad news for jolly old Saint Nick, who lives far away in the North Pole. That's why Santa really likes to savor the moment when he gets his hands on some quality, grade-A Colombian snow. Well, this is perhaps why Walmart Canada had to apologize and pulled it. Colombia threatened to sue them. And by Colombia, I mean the country.
When you first said that, I was like, the company? Why? It's not their sweater. Oh, the cocaine capital of the world.
Some unsatisfied Colombian officials, you be careful, they might threaten to sue you. Still say Walmart should pay for their insulting Colombia cocaine connection. So they said that, they originally said, these sweaters sold by a third-party seller do not represent Walmart's... That was Walmart's apology. The National Agency for the Legal Defense of the State on Tuesday threatened to sue Walmart and demanded the U.S. chain indemnify Colombia for the damage caused by listing the sweater. According to El Tiempo, the agency is preparing legal filings, and if the chain fails to comply, we'll move forward with legal process by the end of the week.
I mean, what are they suing for? The fact that the description said South America?
The Walmart sweater is an offense to our country. It generates damage to the legal products of Colombia and damage to the country's reputation, said agency director Camilo Gomez.
But the sweater doesn't have anything to do with South America. Well, it's just Santa with cocaine.
They said Colombia.
In the description.
Yeah. That was enough. They said, although Walmart apologized, the damage was done. So in addition to monetary damages...
Do they sue movies when they talk about Colombia being a cocaine place or TV
yeah,
shows?
Yeah, right. I don't know. In addition to monetary damages, Colombia will demand that Walmart promote legal Colombian products and spend 10 times the amount invested in advertising cocaine-related products.
Ah, so this is a nice little bit of way to boost their economy here, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're like shaking Walmart down.
Yeah. If you want this lawsuit to go away, you better start selling more Colombian products legally.
Jerks. Gomez said, Colombia must be respected. What will the family of a person who died in the fight against drug trafficking feel when a firm like Walmart promotes a bag of cocaine from Colombia?
Again, I feel like we're stretching here from a Christmas sweater with cocaine on it to promoting a bag of cocaine from Colombia.
Well, they're clearly, they've clearly got to be in their bonnet about the...
No, they're looking for a way to increase the money that their economy is making. This is a surefire way. If Walmart says, fine, we'll take your legal products and sell them more. They're like, win-win. Great.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like Bakersfield, California, like saying, oh, meth, what are you talking about? I mean, come on. We all know that you're great at it. So it's like, yeah, it's like the coca. You know, that's where, I mean, that's the thing. It's synonymous. Why would you like... I don't know. Just own it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I know it's illegal, but come on, man. It's what you're known for.
Yeah. Do you think Longview and Kelso don't own the meth?
Yeah, like Longview, Kelso, they're up there. Yeah, like they're waving the meth flag.
It's got a lot of holes in it, but they're waving it.
Yeah. A little dingy. But yeah. So anyway, that's probably why Walmart had to apologize right there. They're like, oh, crap. Lawsuits are the worst because, you know, it's like, you know, it can be frivolous, but they can still drag you through all kinds of costs and, you know, you got a lot of money, you're Walmart. Like,
I mean,
it's best to just apologize and be done with it.
But if you're a company like Walmart, you could afford to go through that, right? And not to
you
say
can, but you don't want to.
Right, I know. I'm just playing devil's advocate because, of course, in a situation like this, any company would apologize for that. It's kind of just become the norm, right? If you, we should apologize. So they apologize. Yeah. But Walmart could be a company that could totally fight this battle and win it and not even feel it in their pockets that much.
Yeah, fighting the battle. You see, that's the other thing. You get into a battle with the Colombian,
the drug lords?
The drug peeps. I mean, you know, you want that fight? You want that fight with Officer Gomez there? All right. I don't know if we're going to get a hold of John because he is at a Christmas party.
Yes, his wife's company's holiday party.
Okay. Something. We're going to try, and if we don't, we're going to do something great, and it's going to be next on The Fan.
YouToday.com. Hit Get Started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, well, we do not have John on the line. He is at a holiday party, not drinking, because he doesn't drink. And so we'll talk to him next week.
John?
Couple of texts here, 55305. Somebody said Longview and Kelso no longer have a meth flag. They had to sell it for more meth money. Yeah, probably true. Here's one that says, I think the liberals are more triggered by the straw than the cocaine. Boy, I tell you what, that's probably true.
I was waiting for the rim fart on that one, but you didn't. That was two good jokes in a row.
Yeah, the whole straw thing. Have you had a paper straw yet?
No, I've had to ask for straws.
Yeah.
Because they no longer allow you to just take them.
Yeah, you can't.
You just go up to the counter and say, hey, can I have one? Yeah, sure.
Look, let me state for the record, I'm against plastic straws. However, the paper straws,
Hey, I've had them before.
Straws are better plastic.
I don't feel strongly about them, but the plastic straw is better.
Right.
The paper straw is fine.
But I'm okay. I'm okay being on the side of the paper.
But it does start to kind of get like malleable and hard.
Yeah.
Like hard to keep open at the top because it gets wet.
Yeah. It's no good.
That's what she said.
What? Did what?
Maybe.
I think it's really sexy.
She might have said that. Well, anyway. Yeah. Why not more? Okay. So last question. Maybe we can touch on this next week. Why don't more fan personalities have nicknames? Because I was just listening to Sook's ad there with the Vancouver Ford guy. Like, you know, Sook, great nickname. And then we have Dirt.
Yes.
None of our other guys have nicknames.
That's true.
Why not? I want more nicknames on The Fan.
I mean, my old nickname.
Yeah, what was your?
Given by Josh Wilcox when he used to work here was Lynchpin.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what he used to call me.
Like that?
You used to call Demers the Jewish Rampage.
Yeah, but he's not here anymore.
I know. I'm just saying.
I saw him last. I was watching the Blazers game last night. Did you see Travis there courtside doing his call?
I did not, no.
Yeah.
Because I was not watching the Blazers game last night.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No.
Oh, you didn't miss much. He's looking all play-by-play down there, getting all fired up. His little beard, all professional. Man, that guy. He's come a long way, that guy.
That he has.
Yeah, Sprague doesn't have one. Cam doesn't have one.
We all tend to go by last names, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. Dusty and Cam don't. But Rop, Lynch, Sprague.
Yeah, I guess so. I think we need to work on nicknames for our guys. We need more nicknames around here.
Okay. But see, the thing is, you can't just work on nicknames. They have to come naturally.
Swaggard. We got swag.
Yeah, that's true.
Good. That's a good one. So yeah. Okay. We have three. We got a lot of
personality. They have to come naturally.
Yeah, I know.
They have to.
I know.
Or else you're going to get weenie in the butt, and you're going to be like, why are you weenie in the butt?
Weenie in the butt. Isn't Dusty a nickname? No, it's not. That's his name. That's his real name. Dusty. Okay, coming up next is Ducks Insider. Everybody have a great weekend, okay? We are back. The same two guys, me, Mike, back together Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
What?
I believe it's 69.
Speaking of comings of Jesus and things like that. Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.